Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Gail, who says, I always thought I was classic, but feel boring and out of date. I need modernising. How do I make better outfit combinations for me? So one of the things to remember is that you may have a classic core style, but just classic may not be you. We always have a combination of personality dressing styles that we access. So it's thinking about, well, how do I make a more interesting outfit? And it's really thinking about adding something different, something extra, something maybe with some detail some way or other, instead of just going really, really plain and classic. What's really interesting is I always remember once I was with a client and she told me, I've got a very classic, very simple style. But when I walked through her wardrobe and I said, show me your favourite pieces that you currently owned, none of them were classic. None of them were really completely plain. They either had a pattern, they had a little bit of detail, they had a little bit of something to them. So I recommend you go into your wardrobe and have a look in there and see what have you got in there that you actually love. And then go, well, what is it about it that you love? What's the kind of detail? What's the kind of interest? What is it about this garment that makes it not boring and you feel more stylish in it? Because that's going to really help you define what it is about your style that you are currently missing and why you're feeling so kind of dated and boring and a bit old-fashioned. So do think about that. And I do have an outfit masterclass coming up that I'm actually recording next week, and then it'll be available on demand. So this outfit masterclass will go through all sorts of ways to think about your style and putting outfits together so that you do not feel boring or dated, and to give you inspiration and to give you ideas, but still expressing your authentic style rather than trying to be like somebody else or a poor copy or an imitation of somebody else. So if you are interested in that, head over to the blog. There's a link on the homepage to find out more, and click on the shop. You'll also find it there. So if you are interested, I'll also pop a link in afterwards here as well. So if you want more ideas about how to get out of that style rut and how to create outfits that actually express who you are, that are interesting, that are more exciting than how you're feeling, then join me for my outfit masterclass. Next question comes from Anna, who says, I wear and buy the same old clothes. How do I look less frumpy? So this is the problem. This definitely is a style rut problem. So part of the thing is to not keep buying the same clothes. So don't keep buying repeats of what you already have, because just keeping on buying repeats is going to mean that you are unhappy and you are bored with your style, because even if it's a different color, just having the same thing in multiple colors means you end up feeling, you know, you're wearing the same thing day in, day out. So a bit like I was talking about with the, you know, kind of getting out of that outfit, that classic mode, having a look items that you love and what is it about them. We're not at all talking about repeating that item exactly. What we're talking about is looking at how that item, you know, may have some detail, or what is it about that that you love, because we can then kind of use that as a basis to find something different and new that's going to make you feel more interesting. Also, we can tend to get stuck in just wearing just a very few number of colours because we're not sure what other colours suit us. So this is where getting an updated colour analysis can be really useful to find out what your current palette is and then the range of colours that you have at your disposal. You can also, come and join my 7 Steps to Style program. You'll get to delve deep into the 7 personality dressing styles and really start to understand how you can use each of these styles. I think of style as a superhighway. You've got 7 lanes. You've got so much choice, and it's how you use that choice to build your outfits, to create your personal style in a way that feels really authentic to you. So if you are feeling a bit lost, this is a really great place to start. Plus, it includes my Evolve Your Style program, which is a 31-day style challenge, all aimed at getting you out of your style rut, just doing a tiny little thing each day to help you rethink your style. Because often when we get stuck, it's because we're just doing the same thing over and over because we're just too scared and we don't know where to start. So these are tools and your style education that's going to help you get you started and get you out of that style rut. Last question today comes from Angie, who says, I struggle that there are like 100 different versions of each colour, and I find it hard to match each colour in my palette exactly. Now, when you get a colour analysis and you get a colour palette, the aim is to not match every colour exactly. What it is to find colours like the colours in there. So if the whole palette goes with whatever you're looking at, that colour is fine. So think about it as family, like it's my family and my immediate family, rather than being a distant cousin. Maybe that's too different, or somebody else's family, which is completely different. So it's really looking at it and thinking of your colour palette. I always call it 50 of the 50,000 colours you can wear. It's the executive summary of all the colours you can wear. You do not have to match them exactly. As long as the undertone is the same, and the intensity is the same, and the value fits, so the value is just how light or dark the colour is, that fits with, you know, your palette, that colour is fine. If it looks like it could fit in there and you're struggling to find it, going, I should be able to find this colour in here because it looks like it fits, that is fantastic. Buy it. Don't be limiting yourself to colours that match exactly, because you're going to be missing out on so many fantastic garments for you, and also making your life so much harder. So always think of your colour palette as an executive summary. It's not the whole thing. You have way more options than just the few colours in your colour palette. It's just that they have to go with those colours to work for you, and then you'll find that your wardrobe mixes and matches easily. If you're looking at these colour and you think, could I mix and match it with these other colours in there, if you think, actually no, it's a bit brighter than what I've got, or a bit more muted, then go, don't buy it, because that's a distant cousin rather than being a close relative. But if you look at it and think, yeah, it actually goes really well with the other colours I've got in here, it blends with it, go for it. So thank you for your questions. Please do keep sending me more questions to imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, sign up for my outfit masterclass. If you struggle wondering, how do I put an outfit together? What are some different ways of thinking about my outfits? How do I express my personality in my outfits? This is for you. I've spent weeks and weeks creating it. I'm really excited about sharing it with you because I know it's, and I've really kind of tried to create a whole new way of thinking about putting your outfits together that really changes. It's going to change how you think about your wardrobe and putting outfits together. So please do join me. If you'd like to join me live when I record it next week on Tuesday, you can do that and you'll have the opportunity to ask me questions. Otherwise, you'll be able to watch it on demand. And of course, you'll have it for lifetime access as well. So you can watch it as many times as you like, whenever it is convenient to you. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.